Number 66 from August of 2009, Perceived Barriers. This spring, I shut my cows out of the front pasture because it was flooded and I didn't want them to stomp all the grass down into the mud. However, the upper part of that pasture had not been flooded and the grass was nice and tall. Since they had the field they were eating down and I needed a new place for them to graze, I thought I would put a temporary fence across the upper end of that pasture and let them start on that. However, I didn't have any electric fence wire around, so I just took the twine left over from the big bales of hay and tied it together to form two long strands and used that in the place of wire. I thought they might just walk right through it, but they would have still been inside the main fence, so I didn't care all that much. But to my great surprise, they totally respected my fake fence. They grazed right up to it, but did not challenge it at all. After the rest of the pasture dried out, I took my fake fence down and let them have all of it. The interesting thing was that those cows walked up to the line where the fence used to be and where there was only a line of short grass on one side and tall grass on the other side, but they did not cross the line for the longest time. There was absolutely no barrier at all to their moving into the tall grass, but they didn't do it. Well, eventually, they did realize there was nothing stopping them, but it took a long time. I started thinking about how much we sometimes act like those cows. We see all kinds of barriers in life that aren't really there. We perceive obstacles, but they are things that we could easily walk through and remain unharmed. We limit ourselves by fences in life, real and imagined. We remember how things used to be and think that they are probably still the same. How many times have we said to ourselves, "Oh, I could never do that," then follow the imagined barriers? "Well, I'm not smart enough to go to college. I'm just not good with my hands. Well, I'll never make the team anyway. Well, I could never ask her out. She's the most popular girl in school. I could never start my own business. I'm just not an outgoing person. This is the way I've always been. You just can't do that in my family." We do the same thing in the church. "Oh, I would die if I had to speak in front of people. I don't know enough to teach Sunday school. I just too feel weird talking to people about my faith. I don't think that I'm church material. I never was a very good reader. I'll never understand the Bible, and that's just the way it is. I could never tithe and still pay my bills. I never was a very good singer. I'm afraid the roof would fall in if I ever went to church. Well, I could never have a strong faith like hers. I'll never be able to get over that death in my family." Whenever I think of my own real or imagined barriers in life, I remind myself of two things. One, 90% of what we fear will never happen. And two, who knows what God can make of me yet in the future. I will not fear what is not there, and I will not limit what God can do with me.